We're back from recess. It's 9:30, and it's that portion of the budget wherein we will be looking at bank bids and have the bank bid opening. Donna and Melanie, if you all are ready to proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. First, I'd just like to say that we have had a successful cooperation between my office, the treasurer's office, and Mr. Erickson, who handles our bids for the county. We have worked together to put this bid together. Mr. Erickson posted it for us on April the 17th. Then I had my staff contact every bank within Taney County, and we emailed them a copy of the bid. So all banks within Taney County have been notified of the bid. The bid was also put on our website and posted in the courthouse. Pursuant to 110.140.2, each bid must be accompanied by a certified check for 1.5% of the county's general revenue for the preceding year. The ending balance of the general county revenue line was $9,841,824.56. 1.5% of that balance is $147,222.37. Pursuant to 110.150.1, the clerk shall inform the commission that she shall hold the certified checks upon opening the bids and shall return the certified checks deposited with her to the banks whose bids are rejected. And on approval of the security of the successful bidders, return the certified checks to the banks whose bids are accepted. Do you have any questions so far? Okay. Okay, we have received a letter from Liberty Bank. That letter was informing us that they would not bid.
I do have a question. I'm sorry. When you were reading, and I can't remember if it's 140 or 150, about the amount of money that would be given by the institution that was bidding, is that on the full amount of GCR or is it on a portion that they might be bidding on? For example, if we broke it up into parts and they only bid on two parts, three parts, I don't know how many.
Yeah, we reviewed that statute, both Melanie and I did, and we believe it is correct that this $9 million dollar amount is the correct amount for all banks to put on, even if they're going to bid on a smaller account.
Thank you.
We couldn't find any exception to that rule. So Liberty Bank is a no bid. We received an email from Metropolitan National Bank that is a no bid. We received a no bid from Commerce Bank. Great Southern Bank has entered a no bid. This is People's Bank. We do have a check for the appropriate amount. We have an original and four copies. We do have a properly signed, see if I can get one that I don't cut the top up off.
Excuse me.
They are bidding for individual accounts. I'm going to read the treasurer's account into the record, and then we'll set up a spreadsheet for the remaining accounts, if that's okay.
When you say the treasurer's accounts, what do you mean? I'm sorry.
The treasurer has the bulk of the accounts for the county, but we do have some individual bank accounts that were bid. For instance, for the recorder's regular account, they have bid 0.05% interest rate.
Would it be acceptable, once you've opened all these?
These are copies.
Then we're going to ask you to build a spreadsheet for us.
Yes.
And break all that down, rather than going through that right now. Would that be?
We will have to enter that in the record at that time, then.
That's fine.
Okay.
If that's okay with the other two commissioners. Otherwise, we're going to. Is that all right?
Okay, the next one is from the bank. They do have a properly signed document. And they have inserted the amounts below each question. Properly signed document from the First Home Savings Bank. And they have bid. Arvest Bank. Oh, I need you to check those both for the checks. We have a check from Arvest Bank for $147,222.37. Do you have a properly signed document? And they have bid. Did you find checks? Could you pull them out for me? We do have a check from the bank for $147,222.37. And we do have a check from First Home Savings Bank for $147,222.37. Thank you.
You need a chainsaw?
Sorry, yeah. We have a bid from U.S. Bank. With a check for $147,222.37. And I do see an interest rate. Okay, gentlemen, that's all the bids that we have. I will work with Melanie, and we'll put together a spreadsheet for you and try to come back in a week.
Is it possible to do this by Thursday?
We can make it happen.
Is that all right with you, gentlemen? Will you be working with Ron also on that?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Don't need to? Okay.
We would like to contact some of the other department heads that are involved and make sure they're satisfied with it before we bring back a proposal to you.
What we'd like to have is a spreadsheet breaking down what, well, you know what we're after. So.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, anything else for us?
I want to thank all the institutions that are here and for all of you that have submitted a bid. If you have questions either of Donna or Melanie, they will be the ones obviously to direct those questions to. And as you have heard, we have asked that they put this information together for us, and we will schedule a time with the girls upstairs for your presentation on Thursday after you have completed what we need to have a look at, which is a breakdown.
All right.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Is anyone here that has any comments they'd like to make before Donna and Melanie slip out? Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Road and Bridge. And Mr. Erickson. Just pushing everybody.
Yeah. I've got them all ready to go.
Randy, Harlan, David, how are you gentlemen today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, good. Thank you. Which order of business would you like to bring up first?
I'd like to, I think dump trucks are up first, but I'd like to go to the aggregate first.
Bid recommendations for aggregate road materials. RFB 201304-220.
Kathy done the spreadsheet and laid this out this way, and then put all the vendors in the different groups that we did.
How in the world did she get it to print like this?
Oh, and I want to congratulate her on it. And you guys on this.
Print this big?
Layout.
We just put it on the plotter. I've got what I needed, sir.
Danny, you were saying?
I said I want to congratulate the road and bridge for the layout that they have on this bid process, and I don't know whether Ron had anything to do with this, but this is a lot better than what we've done in the past, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's we're going to award similar like we've done last year with your gentleman's approval. Basically, if we'd like to start with group one, this is all the aggregate material, and we had three vendors submit a bid on this, and then we're going to award kind of a primary, secondary, and then a third choice based on the availability of the material, the cost, and then the location and what it costs us road miles-wise. They also submitted, of course, their delivered cost to each of our shop locations, so that's also included within this award, and it's broke out there and highlighted at the top, delivered or picked up cost. On group one, I recommend awarding to American Rock and Concrete as primary, Table Rock Asphalt Construction as secondary, and Leo Jernigan Construction third, based on best price availability of material and road cost of material.
I want you to run back through that again, Randy.
Okay.
This is group one.
Group one.
Which runs 1.1 through 1.11?
Yes.
Okay.
And this is basically a list of all of our aggregate type rocks that we use, different materials.
Tell me again what your recommendation
is. Our recommendation is awarding to American Rock and Concrete as primary, Table Rock Asphalt Construction as secondary, and Leo Jernigan Construction as third.
Calculated the load cost on this for travel and everything, as you mentioned before. A lot of people don't understand when we award more than one bid, it is a confusing sometimes because the general public don't understand that it costs us a lot of dollars to transport. So,
right there. Based on location of their quarries, depending on where we may be working with our vehicles, how far we have to travel to pick up the material, one quarry may be closer than another. So
Let me ask you one thing though before we go any there. Mm-hmm. Does this take into account I know that the different shops. You've got a bid for the location on the shops,
right?
Because of the eastern part of the county laying so far away from everything else, then we have to sometimes deliver to that shop or deliver to location, whether it be Bradleyville or Hilda, before we start to use the material.
Right. Actually, the delivered cost is just at the shop locations themselves. Now, we didn't put down the other areas because we didn't have a physical address. Basically, we can stockpile ourselves at them areas, but we do have delivered to each three locations.
The reason I'm saying all this is because I know there's people on the computer online right now listening to what you're talking about here, and we need to explain this the best we can on this. So you got a perfect layout here to present to each vendor and to the public.
I will mention one other item, and this was in the bid specifications, and this is basically pertaining to our chip seal material that we have a specification that it needs to meet, and that's all within the bid. So one quarry that may or may not meet spec, at least we get gives us some choices to go to the next one that might, and we just get a better product.
I think also that when the day's done. We've made our decisions here that we need to post one of these up in the commission conference room. As a matter of fact, help me. Maybe we can put together some type of poster board where we can post things up there. Okay. Like a bulletin board.
We can do that, and also have copies for different vendors that may want a copy of this laid out.
So the recommendation, again, is American Rock and Concrete as primary, Table Rock Asphalt as secondary, and Leo Jernigan as third.
Right.
Correct? Gentlemen, do we wish to move these by groupings?
Yes. Do you want to listen to all the recommendations and then have a question on whether we need to, or do you want to, how are you going to do this?
Well, the reason is, what I'm looking at is, as you come to different groupings, a number of the companies that just bid don't bid. They're only interested in specific parts of this bid, so I think we need to award it group by group.
I make a motion for approval of awarding on the recommendation of Taney County Road and Bridge in the manner as spoken to here.
Second with discussion.
Motion has been made and seconded that we award Group 1 to American Rock and Concrete with Table Rock as secondary and Leo Jernigan as third. Discussion.
What is there a difference in the quality of material? I mean, because there's some huge price difference, not even including delivery, just the actual product itself.
Some of it may be quality, different locations of quarries. They produce different rock. One quarry mines primarily underground. Another quarry may be mining surface. You get a little different material depending on the use that you need the material for. One may have a better product that will fit our need than another quarry, and so forth and so on. Chip seal material is especially, we've got a certain specification that when they screen that, it needs to be fairly clean material. We get a dusting problem on our roads and the material not sticking to the road also. That's got to be a pretty good material. And if they can't produce that, we actually pay. We can have it tested. If it doesn't meet test, then we go to the next quarry that can meet the test.
There's a difference in that, Brandon, as far as some of them are, to explain it better, is limestone, and others is flint, like a flint-type stone. And so that makes a difference in the cost of the material.
So if they don't meet your specs, and that's whenever you go to the secondary or third?
Right. A lot of times they'll have a couple different grades of base rock. One of them may be a cheaper grade than the other. We've run into that, depending on where you're wanting to use it or what you want to use it for. That gives us a choice anyway.
I just, with some of the price differences, I just want to make sure that we're comparing. You know, again, we've said this, I've said this before, apples to apples. And not just award because of cheapest price, but make sure we're getting the best product that's going to last the longest on the roads.
Right, and with awarding this way, it gives the guys kind of a chance, depending, we can go look at that material. One of them may have more fines in it, based on the other. So.
Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Okay. On group 2 and 3, kind of go together, is basically all of our road oils. Group 2 is our MC-type chip seal oils and prime oils. Group 3 is the emulsion-type oils, different blend. But basically, we're recommending awarding that to Coastal Energy Corporation. They're the only bidder supplier of that product, or the only one we received a bid.
Motion for approval of Coastal Energy for Group 2 and 3 in the asphalt road oil.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to award Group 2 and Group 3 bidding to Coastal Energy Corporation. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Okay, group 4 and 5.1 and 5.2. This is our asphalt laid in place product, normally referred to as our hot mix. The other 5.1 and 2 is also our hot mix material picked up at the bidder's plant. I recommend awarding to Tabrock Asphalt Construction as primary and Leo Journey Construction as secondary.
Is this for group 4 and 5?
This is for group 4 and 5.1 and 5.2. Also have another product listed under 5.3. That's a different product.
Motion for approval of group 4 and 5.1 and 5.2 to Table Rock Asphalt as a primary and Leo Jernigan as a secondary.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to award the bids for Group 4, Group 5.1, and Group 5.2, Table Rock Asphalt as primary, Leo Jernigan as secondary. Discussion?
Or do we need to make that as a matter of record with the asphalt laid in place? Is that need to be added to the matter of record, I guess?
Group number 4 was the asphalt material laid in place cost. Group 5.1 was the black base hot mix. 5.2 was the surface mix picked up at the bidder's plant. But group 4 is basically that company.
Right.
Overlaying our road.
I just thought we might ought to mention and have it for the matter of record. So, okay.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Okay, on group 5.3, this is an asphalt material, but it's normally called a cold mix. It's made with a different oil. We use it primarily for patching, pothole patching, and the advantage of this is when you get over in the eastern end of the county or quite a ways away or want to store some on hand for a week or two, different uses, maybe fill in the day, this type of mix will kind of fit that category. I recommend awarding to Young Kearns Construction as primary and Tabor Rock Asphalt Construction as secondary.
Is this a particular bid, Randy, because we use the coal mix material, is it anything based on availability? Because sometimes it's hard if one company doesn't have it, then we have to get it somewhere else, and that's the reason we've got
actually, it. That's material that some companies make. Some make a better mix or different blend. We've seen a lot of variations, a lot of difference in this type material. So, but there is a need that we need to fill with this. Where hot mix wouldn't necessarily, we don't have the time to get to the location, put it down where you need to with that material.
Help me with your chart here, Randy. We're looking at 5.3?
Yes.
And on 5.3, your recommendation for primary is who?
Young Kearns Construction as primary, Tabor Rock Asphalt Construction as secondary.
The reason I ask that is you don't show, you show Tabor Rock in the red.
anyhow, that was, that one line item was supposed to be down there at the cold mix. It should be moved over one.
Okay. Is that a delivered price or is that a...
No. That's a picked up price at their, where their plant location is. We're fixing to get into the delivered one, which is another group.
Yeah. I've got a question for you on that. Is there, there's a bidder, another bidder in this category, but...
I've got them, but they're in the next group.
Okay. All right.
Now, there are other bidders, as you can see, listed in your deal in black. But the difference is the location of the plant. We don't want to have to drive to North Springfield or far west Springfield to pick up this product. So that's the difference in why we're not listing them as a primary, secondary.
What do you do, though, Randy, if a company has, and the time of the year is a big deal on it, some of them quit putting their coal mix together,
right.
And so you have to go to the secondary, and if they don't have it, then you might have to go somewhere else, reckon, if you need it?
Right, and we do have that. We still have them listed as a...
What amount is... In, so it's the dollar amount, but it's asking how much actual product? Per bag, per ton?
That's per ton. All of this is basically a per ton cost.
Okay. Guys, I would suggest we go with Table Rock on that one as well, as opposed to as the primary, and go ahead and use some Young as a secondary. Unless I'm missing something. Do you use more the emulsion than you do the MC250?
Some companies won't tell you actually what they're making it with, but some, they got two different versions. Some of the MCs will set up quicker than the emulsions. It just depends on the blend and who's making it and how dry the material is when they blended it.
We have basically a very close bid on that, Randy, and I'm in agreement with
switch him primary and secondary.
Yeah, primary and secondary. I don't think it'll make any difference on the when we use it or the availability of it, because it's just.
See, on group 5.3, I move to. Okay.
I'm going to state. Could we also add Blevins is third? That way you have the three.
In case that does happen.
Well, yeah, they're the only other bidders, so it's pretty easy to. Am I not reading correctly that they bid? Yeah. Well, actually,
there's.
That's the 250.
There's another company that
is. That what they use?
Well, just to the.
This is.
Right.
They were able to use the 250. That's what I'm thinking, though.
Here it is, 5.7. It's
about all over. It's just a dollar difference.
Oh,
that's a Marion bill to get.
Clever.
Isn't it?
See that? That's one time,
yes.
I think we've only went up there a couple times, picked it up most of the time. They'll deliver to us, and I've got a list in the next group is delivered cost. They'll deliver because it can lay on the yard for a week or two, and not hurt. Rather than us send a truck up there.
This is less expensive than anything.
Okay, they don't have it listed, though, like that. Okay, that may change their...
Right here.
It may change
this here is the emulsion blend.
We're just reading off the sheet.
That's
the
MC.
Yeah, that's where
you said that doesn't set up as well?
Yeah, but here's the problem. I won't show you this here, so you don't know if it's... Well, I've asked for many years.
This is...
They're just not going to pay.
Do we have a motion on the floor?
Do you have a motion for?
Okay.
It was for K4 office, primary and then.
We'll correct that before we put it in. Okay?
And you asked about adding the other person.
There's a motion on the floor. Seconded.
I'll make the second, Jen. I made the motion, hasn't been seconded.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
The motion on the floor is to award Table Rock Asphalt as the primary, Young Kearns Construction as the secondary. Discussion?
Did you want to add one as the third?
Not if both these are in as close center, proximity to our barns.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Okay, group 6.0 and 6.1. This is cold mix delivered to our county facilities. And I am recommend awarding to Young Kearns Construction as primary, Table Rock Asphalt as secondary, and Clever Stone Company as a third choice.
Motion to that effect, gentlemen?
Motion to go with the recommendation of the Road and Bridge Department on the primary as Young Kearns Construction, Table Rock Asphalt Construction as a secondary, and Clever Stone as the third option.
Second.
Motion
group
business.
Six.
Group
six on and group 6.1.
Six and 6.1.
Right.
Motion has been made and seconded to award the bid Young Kearns Construction, Table Rock Asphalt, and Clever Stone Company. Young Kearns being the primary, Table Rock Asphalt the secondary, and Clever Stone third. Discussion? On group six. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carried.
In group seven, this is their concrete, and we've got a couple different mixes in this group, three different. One of them is just a flowable fill. But this is concrete delivered to various locations within the county. And I'm recommend awarding to American Concrete, American Rock and Concrete as primary, Concrete Company of the Ozark secondary, and Table Rock Asphalt Construction third.
Motion to that effect?
So moved on the motion as read on the recommendation of Group 7 of American Rock and Concrete as a primary, Concrete Company of the Ozark as a secondary, and Table Rock Asphalt Construction as the third option.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to award the bid regarding Group 7 to American Rock and Concrete as primary,
concrete company, the Ozark Secondary and Table Rock Asphalt. Is that correct? As the third. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
And Group 8 is, this is basically what we call finished dirt. They can sell this to us screened or unscreened. This is basically what we use finishing some of our projects, reseeding different areas like that. We had two bidders and quite a difference in cost between the two, and I'm going to recommend a primary, but I would have like the option of looking at it to make sure they're kind of comparable, what they're calling finished dirt. But I'm going to recommend awarding to American Rock and Concrete as primary and Stahlcup and Sons as secondary.
Move to award Group 8 to finish dirt to American Rock and Concrete as primary and Stahlcup and Sons as secondary.
Right.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to award Group 8 to American Rock and Concrete as the primary and Stahlcup as the secondary. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Before we post this, I will make the corrections there, and also correction in spelling on one of the vendors to make sure we get that correct before we.
When you have made that change, will you give me a clean copy of this to post?
Sure.
Again, this is the spreadsheet alone is a mammoth undertaking. This makes it so much easier for us, though.
Got you spoiled up. That's Kathy.
That would complete the bid recommendations for aggregate road materials. What will be our next?
Brief discussion on the dump truck bid award. I've still got a couple questions that I need to get answered on our dump trucks. But I have got it down to basically two vendors. One of them has... Basically, we haven't seen the truck. They do have one now available for to look at, and I would like the opportunity to at least get a couple questions answered on that basic model, and if it's basically not going to fit our program, what we expect of the truck, then I'd like to come back with the... I'm considering my second choice right now.
They're so what you're wanting to do price. Is, I guess, put this off to a later date, or how do we know specific date? Are you going to be able to look at it by Thursday?
Why don't we have you work with Shanna
okay.
and then post a time for us to look at it, because you'll know when you're ready, obviously. And
right.
Work with her to get it on our agenda, just as long as you don't have to go to Jamaica to look at the truck.
I think it was Hawaii. Isn't that you said it was? It was Hawaii.
Yeah.
If it's in Alaska, I'll go with you.
The other one, actually, I need to do under road and bridge update, I guess. You want to move to that?
We're ready to move to road and bridge update.
Okay. Basically, we also bid out a spray truck vehicle, and I'll show you some pictures. Here's the actual, what the truck will look like, three different versions of it. And here is the bid that we received and opened. And my
my recommendation is to award to Jenkins Diesel on their bid.
Randy, I'm not sure that we can, maybe, and I need to find this out, award without it being on the agenda.
Yeah, that was supposed to be on.
Well, we'll put it on Thursday.
We can, okay. You want to wait? Well,
there's only one bidder.
Only one bidder.
So let's just wait till Thursday and make. That passes down, let these guys look at that.
I'm just catching that.
That's a truck.
Right.
It's not a Turk. It's no big deal. Well, then again, it could be. Look at it. Let's move on with the road and bridge update.
Okay.
If you'll schedule that for Thursday, that would be perfect.
Can we talk about a few roads that's been petitioned?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have met with a couple different people and had others call the road that's behind the Mount Branson shop called Jasmine. Met with them people on site. They do have the room available to create the turnaround and are willing to.
Are these roads that we've already been through?
Yes. These okay. are roads that we've already been reviewed
yes.
and then had questions with, and some of the vendors were, some of the people, the residents that lived on them were in attendance at some of the meetings.
Okay.
They're willing to do the survey. Incur the cost of that to meet the requirements, whatever we need as far as the turnaround within that road there. So I'm just bringing an update to you on that one. And that was Jasmine Drive, the end that's not county maintained. The other one, I've also met with a gentleman on Wild Rose, and a couple of questions I had, he basically answered one of them. The road is does have a 40-foot easement surveyed. He showed me the survey when it was originally done and also his recent survey of his property. And we've got a good location shared with the driveway where it is and his neighbors, good location for a turnaround to create there. They're willing also to take care of the survey and the description, taking care of that. Turn around on that road.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
I know this was brought up during the time that we looked at these and reviewed them. And what you're bringing up to us this morning is participation from the property owners.
Right.
That's very important. I've had lots of emails, lots of calls on roads. Different people wanting us to take them into the road system. My answer to them is if their road is taken in, that doesn't mean automatic snow removal. Another question is if they have participation, if it tilts the scale as far as if the county can take the road in, and my answer is any participation from the public or the landowners is a plus. I mean, for them to be willing to go out and seek a survey and give up property for the easements or cul-de-sacs or things like that, that does weigh heavy on whether we can take a road in. And the snow removal question is something else as far as the maintenance of our staff. Staffing and being able to get to all the county roads, it's a big question. And like I said, I don't know whether, I know the rest of you are too, receiving emails and probably phone calls on different roads and people wanting to ask questions about them, but that's been my reply to them.
The other road that I've had people call and actually come to the office and they're right now trying to find out the cost of what needed survey, and that's on Howell Drive. That's the one that's off of FF. We reviewed it in videotape. She would also like to amend and shorten that what was previously reviewed or put in there to a better place to make a turnaround that she thought would be easier to create a turnaround. But she will get back to me with make sure they're able to incur the cost of the survey and different things like that, whatever is required.
Randy, I thought, though, I guess you should be given maybe a date, because we're fixing to take under consideration and award these things. I mean...
Okay, well... basically, some of these people, they're kind of asking questions of assurance, will the road be taken in, you know. They're willing to do this and do the survey, but they didn't want to expend the money without pretty much an assurance, and I didn't know how you guys
I don't have any problem with that.
That's one of the concerns I had, you know.
I think that that's fair if they get a nod from us that we're leaning their direction, but here's what they're going to have to do to bring it up to snuff. If they do that, we'll take it. I don't have a problem doing that. But we have to reach that point where we're going to say that.
Right. And basically what I'm bringing is just an update. I have met with them. They are willing to do this. And so I'm just kind of giving you an update on a few roads that I did.
Have you been approached by any of the larger subdivisions that are being maintained by the developer, wherein the developer has said, I will contribute X amount if you will take over the roads, or the association for that subdivision has stepped forward and said, I will contribute, we will contribute X amount towards
the
improvements?
The only people I've met with as far as the large subdivision was two or three people there with Emory Creek, and met with them early on in the process. Now, basically stating, are they willing to put forth this kind of money? No, none of that was discussed, and I have not met with any developer in any subdivision, basically just a resident that was petitioning the other subdivision of, can't remember the name of the road right now.
I guess my point is, if a developer or an association that's been created to take care of the roads is expending monies on an annual basis on the roads, they might be very willing to say, we'll put up X amount of dollars either to cover or in part to cover the expense of the county taking this, then the county maintain it from this point forward. I know the county has done that in the past.
And maybe that I didn't explain myself well on the first deal, but that's what I've been receiving the phone calls on, and what I'm telling them is their participation weighs heavy on our decision.
Gotcha. I missed that. Sorry.
Okay.
Have you, on the ones that you have, Randy, reviewed, and there's 30, is there 30 roads, 20?
There is, I believe, 25. To date. Now, I've had some new ones come in. I haven't had a chance to review them. Some of these roads are within one of those subdivisions. That one road in the subdivision has already been petitioned, but the roads leading up to that road, they had petitioned them. Now they come back and they submitted petitions for the rest of them.
They have to be continuous. We're not going to have a county road.
Those I haven't had time yet to review and submit to you guys, so I need to get that.
Well, let me save you a little bit of time, because people that have turned in road petitions in previous years, and we've requested something of them, and they have already completed it, or they have not completed it, whether one of the two, those are priorities versus the ones that are new.
Right.
And if someone has petitioned a road that lays outside the district, the road district, and isn't continuous, we can't consider those at all, and for them to bring a new road in, that'll have to fall into next year's budget cycle.
Now, all the ones that you have seen today, you've reviewed that one meeting it took us, them's all, you've seen all those. The ones I've received after that, I've not reviewed or submitted back to you guys, so you haven't seen any new ones other than those.
When do you plan on making that presentation to us on the recommendation of those roads?
I've already done that.
I'm talking about the ones that you would be recommending dollar-wise. Do we need to set a dollar amount like we did 3 years ago? I think we set a dollar amount on the total budgetary dollar that we were going to spend on roads for that year. And then consider it.
I could bring a dollar amount to you and if you want to.
I think we need that, don't you? I mean,
we take X number of dollars, put forth however many roads you think.
How many will do?
Yeah.
And most of this we can phase this in rather than what I know I got an estimated cost, but some of that can be phased in over 3 to 5 year period also. I mean, we'll have to schedule when we can work on these and,
right.
and different things.
I was just going to use an example. This didn't mean anything, but I'm going to use an example of the Emery Creek Main Road. There's going to be a lot of dig outs in that particular road before that we could go in and do either a chip seal surface or whatever's on that road. Mm-hmm. So those dollars that you're going to put together for that particular road will list the estimated cost of bringing that road up to our standards so that we could chip seal it or take it into the county system and it might not be chip sealed for 3 years until it runs into the cycle. So those kind of things need to be I can think of another one or two that has a rather steep area on them that needs to be considered also. So anyway, I'm ready for some sort of presentation so we can take some of these roads in so I can quit receiving phone calls for this year. And then we can kind of give a notice of what might be considered for next year.
So maybe I shouldn't have been referring all the calls I get to you and Brandon?
Beginning to think that.
I was referring them all in.
Keep in mind, I mean, we didn't make a specific line as far as budgeting for this year. I don't.
We have in the past. It's the reason I bring that to you now.
Okay.
Is that we have in the past said that we were going to take in $100,000 or $150,000 worth of roads this year or so on and so forth. That's okay. The way we've done that. We've taken. If that dollar amount, if there was five roads and one of them was a two-mile road, then that cuts down on the dollar amount. If they're all short roads, then you can take in 10 county roads for the same amount that you can take in five.
We've got some that are quarter mile.
Yeah, or less.
Pretty short.
Or
300
less.
Yards, 400 yards. I know there's one up here on Casey that way. Can't remember the name.
Some just are going to cost more. Just what if we went in there and done it all at once, it would cost basically that. But you can phase some of this stuff in toward
right.
Put some of them off a little while. Okay. So you want me to come back with a recommendation as far as cost and here's what we can.
Here's what we can do with this particular road, and it's been 3 years since it was petitioned and. They've okay. done what we said, and that's the way I would like for that to operate, Randy,
okay.
and that gives those people that have been on the waiting list for 4 or 5 years that have completed what we ask of them the opportunity to have their road taken into the county.
Let me ask you a question. From what you originally gave us, You would just be adding whether or not they had complied with that they'd been requested in the past?
Well, most of them we've never requested. We've talked to them, and here's some of the requirements that may happen if you gentlemen approve them. Some of them have been just sitting on the shelf, and we just made the review, brought them for you guys. You guys reviewed them. That's the only step they've made. Now, we haven't made any requirements. We've talked about, and some of them were here, that they're going to require turnarounds. They're going to require...
And they required them 3 years ago when they were petitioned as well. My point is, if they were told at that time that's what they needed, and that hasn't been completed, that's an important thing because it's going to be the same requirement again.
Right. And some of them have been. This is something like we talked to him, and this is the expectation that needs to happen. Are you willing to do that?
Yes, sir.
And one thing, Randy, that I think that should be noted is the fact that there's transformers and highline poles and everything else in the middle of some of these roads that have been requested. And if they haven't made any attempt with the power company to get those changed or to give easement for the power company to change them, they need to be told that they cannot have the road taken in until that takes place. And so that's where we run into difficulty. We have these people hanging out on a limb that think that the road's going to be taken in, and they haven't made any attempt to move a transformer that's sitting in the middle of the easement or to move a highline poles or a row of highline poles. So that's what I'd like to do, and in that way you get them off of... everybody's back as far as request. Okay. I'd like to state some of these emails aren't very nice.
I think some of the names they called you are justified.
Yeah.
Did I stutter?
They might be. I just said they weren't very nice. I didn't say they weren't justified.
Well, you're right. You were correct. Yes.
I feel like Brandon has made all the sense to me.
I've got one more road I wanted to talk about. And basically, this road is very questionable. I've done research on it in the past. I brought it up in a previous Road and Bridge meeting. This road is off of Sycamore Church Road, and basically the question comes in on a structure. We've got calls from the, do we go up and maintain it? We have done work in the past several years ago on it, but nothing consistent, and the road's always been questionable. Is it a county road? Is it not a county road? I've researched, tried to find it when through cart road numbers, was it in a special road district, and I've come up with no information basically on this. But the gentleman keeps calling, and I've talked with Brandon on it. I believe he may have talked to him also.
Would that have been Branson or Roark? Do you?
Roark
Special Road District.
Right. And I've searched every avenue I could through the clerk's office to try to find something, and I've come up. I basically had the road listed because we had worked on it. I've done brush work on it. It's been one structure has been upgraded. We don't know what year. We've been trying to think of what year
that you worked on it.
That the low water structure was worked on. And that's the problem right now. The culverts are plugged up on it. And he's wanting something done with it. And we built it, but I don't remember what year.
As you well know, we have went through court cases with this as far as the work. Also, when we came back and found records, it stated in the records that this was to be worked on this one time for emergency purposes and never to be worked on again. We've had two of them that have stated that. One of them was through, I think, E.F. Gann, had wrote a letter in his motion as to stating that. So, if there is a road that's like that, I mean, I don't know which one it is. You stated it's not no big secret. We've been out there trying to figure out what it is.
Right.
I mean, I don't even know what road you're talking about, but I do know that other roads have said for emergency purposes, we have work. We're going to work on this road, and this will be the only time that we work on it. And that's in the motion from the county commission for emergency purposes.
What's your specific question, Dust, Randy?
What do we tell the gentleman Lizard? Do we go work on it one time? You guys got to give me that authorization. Is this an emergency, or do we leave it alone? I mean, I don't.
Without me knowing what road it is, I can't tell you.
Well,
why don't you meet with either you or you, whichever district that you know the roads better, after commission today,
okay,
and talk about that road. And it's going to be mighty hard to work on it if it's not a county road and you can't find any justification for us being on it. But
that's all I got under basically road and bridge update, unless you gentlemen have something, or you guys.
I think there is some stuff that we need to look at under executive session.
Is Slough Hollow Road under yet?
Yeah, it's getting close, but no.
Not yet?
Not yet. Lacks about a foot and a half, I believe.
How close are we down here on Swan Creek, below Old Shadowrock Lodge? I know it's coming up fast.
Yeah, we're...
That's good. It was 75, 74. It should be out of our jet yet.
Okay.
Marker Hole's the only one that we have that's under.
Down right now, yeah.
Could we put a counter on that road and see how much traffic is used on that, because there might be a need to fill part of that.
Barker Hole?
Yeah.
Well, that's what...
Every time we go fishing.
Well, I do know that we did some...
Every time you come through there.
Connecting over there.
We actually took in and improved the road just to have a better alternative route around it, because the one alternative wasn't very good, very steep, coming up Crawley, so we've taken in catfish just to make it easier access for them people.
Were you talking about elevation? How much of that, what length are you talking about there?
Just consideration.
Well, I mean,
Barker Hole?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a short span. It's just a
really steep. It would take between 500 and 800 feet. Longer to take it out of floodplain, probably.
Gentlemen, do you have anything else? Do you gentlemen have anything else?
The last road he wrote up was the only one I had.
Where are we at on the paint shop? Because... We're in need. I see a truck or two on the road that I would sure like to see painted.
Here, I do have a recommendation on that. That I did get a quote, and I want to talk to Mr. Erickson in length on that over a period of time, just to make sure we're under the requirements we need to, but. I'd like to buy some minor equipment put in there to prep and get our trucks ready. And I do have a price quote to paint the dump bodies and the framework at Springfield. And I don't have to spend the big money there producing the air system, filter system right now, which is a requirement for us to turn one bay into basically a paint bay where you can get the quality work that you need to. We need a good enclosed, well-ventilated type area. That cost of that alone, I could almost paint the majority of our truck fleet. I had a vendor in Springfield give me a quote to paint just the body and the frame right now, and which is fairly reasonable. We need to do the prep work, and that's going to take a little while. I need sandblast equipment. I need a good air compressor, and then sanding tools to get our body and framework and all the stuff cleaned up and prepped. And all we got to do is take it to Springfield and have it painted, and then we put the
actual decals and trucks and all that together. So there is quite a bit of work on our part, sanding and prepping, but the actual painting, that step was going to require some major electrical changes to the building and pretty expensive air system to meet the requirements that they're saying we need to meet if we paint with the
lead. I need you to bring all that stuff forward to us so that we can evaluate it, but surely with as many paint and body shops as we have got in Taney County, we should get a bid from Taney County also.
The one thing about that is having one big enough to paint that size of vehicle, too. So
I was just going to try to move us forward. We got three issues before the 11 o'clock grouping, if that's all right.
Yeah.
I think that you guys may be involved in the next couple, but the parking garage update?
Basically, the parking garage, all the repair work has been done. The only thing they lack is putting the height limiter. And they want to know what color you gentlemen prefer on that because it's being produced right now. That's a lot of time.
Color on what?
The pole and crosspiece.
That's a tough decision, man. Yeah, I don't know whether I can make that today or not, but I'd say just color it and we'll, whatever the safety color is, and we'll go with it.
I don't know what color it is.
I think Danny's favorite color is pink, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't care. It really.
Polka dotted.
Might be easier to see.
Okay. I think the old one was yellow, wasn't it?
I don't remember what it was.
I'll pick something that will be aesthetically pleasing, would you?
Okay. Some penny gray or something match kind of the building.
So we're about ready. We're about done is what you're saying.
Yeah, all the other work's complete.
Are we parking?
Yes. Top and bottom.
Excellent.
Good. Has there been an email sent out to that effect?
They will be.
Good.
I had it yet. We will. I wanted to double check some of his work there this morning, and I'll get with Shannon and we'll send out an email that part. Now, there will be some temporary delays while they put that height limiter on the upper part here. So whenever that's ready to go right now, it's being manufactured. So.
Is the extra big lathe for 2 ton, is it going to be there?
I'll tell you what. That should have been in the bid. I don't know what's, I don't have to refer to that. So. That's all I've got on the parking garage. The next item I'll let Scott come up, and that's transfer station doors.
Scott, you want to join us?
Just let you know that HDR let me know they're going to do the survey this week, so the site overview should be pretty quick. And then I wanted to talk to you about the doors. We've got 10 weeks. Randy and I talked, and I think Randy talked to Dave, that our question is if we want to go ahead and put the doors on, and if we do, do we want to go ahead and get a bid for that big main door and include labor to raise the header and labor to put it on? Because we'll have to get that approved by the DNR. So we're running out of time.
Is this estimate, though, is it strictly an estimate, it's not a bid?
Nope. It's just phone estimates.
Okay.
So that's why I kind of coming to you to see if we want to do a hard bid on that door.
I'm ready for a hard bid on this to get it completed because we're running out of time, as you said. They've been lenient with us.
Right.
And I appreciate that fact that you've been working on this and that has allowed us to have the extended time.
Right.
And I'm fine with what you presented here as a total cost. And I think you need to get with, and if the other two commissioners agree, get with Mr. Erickson and put this in a hard bid form and let's go with it.
Right. That sounds good.
I concur with that.
That one, right. Yeah. And we're just talking about the big door because the overhead door was
smaller and down below, we could
just purchase it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I had this morning. So.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
B. big step forward, finally. Great.
And I'll be in contact with the DNR. Matthew Knight, I sent him an email letting him know where we were, and he said he put it in the file, but he was appreciative of that, so.
Thank you. Yep. Gentlemen, anything else? R&B, transfer station, anything you're working with? Thank you, gentlemen, very much. Sheila, if you could join us. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning. Wasn't it a beautiful weekend?
Yes, it was.
I was going to say, I'll agree with myself, it was. I'll try to give you documents you requested first, and I had so many, I'm not sure if I'm in order. On this, I just ran one because I didn't want to waste any more paper. This is a 2010 delinquent textbook entirety, and this is the commercial property only.
So, does this also have commercial in it, and then this is without
the
commercial?
Okay. Yes, I can't.
It's okay.
When you run it, you don't. But first, I just did the commercial for you, and I thought, no, I'll give you the true reflection of, you know, each. And there could be, this is as of this morning, there could be duplicates, there could be mistakes in it, and those will, on personal level, those will be caught daily. I'm sure they'll catch some today as the customer comes forth and they investigate them. And
no, it's just because I had already. And I know I requested this from you.
Yes, sir.
So I had already, the ones upstairs, it went totally through. Is this in addition to those?
This would be these? Less than that.
Okay.
This is what you requested. Just quickly, I didn't have her spend much time on it because it took away what we were preparing for a tax sale. But that's what you requested of just the payments that you made.
Okay.
If Vince, I'm not here if you don't mind. I'm going to leave this and we'll discuss this later.
Well, I was ready to make a motion on the delinquent tax books. So none of this will affect that.
The these motion, are paid.
Yes.
These are paid.
But what I'm saying is none of this will affect.
She presented to us the delinquent tax books as of a certain
2009.
Date, and all those totals are still incorporated. What has happened is some of those have been paid.
Right, and that's
she's
what
updating
she's
that
I asked for that, and she's give that here. I'm going to make. Can I go ahead and make a motion?
You can do whatever you like, sir.
I'm going to make a motion to accept delinquent taxes for all the years as compiled by the county collector. However, this motion does not forgive, from the commission's viewpoint, 2009 delinquent taxes. To accept all delinquent taxes for all the years as compiled by the collector. However, this motion does not forgive from the commission's viewpoint, and I guess I should have reviewed that with you as a commission. I should have said it's one 2009 delinquent tax.
Does that need to be?
Would you read that again for the, or state it again for the?
Well, I'll get it real here. So.
Read it into the record, and then she'll have it.
Well, I'm going to have to show Brennan because I don't know whether he's going to second motion or not.
I agree with you. I just don't know if it needs to be part of the motion. Is that a...
Well, that's the motion I'm going to make, though.
Motion to accept... We'll come back and talk about it, Sheila. Motion to accept delinquent taxes for all years is compiled by the county collector. However, this motion does not forgive, from the commission's viewpoint, 2009 delinquent taxes.
And I think legally it doesn't...
You already got that. Look at her, not her.
Question?
Well, we don't forgive it, or we don't think they...
It's from our viewpoint, they shouldn't be forgiven.
Oh, now I agree with that. From our viewpoint, it shouldn't be forgiven, but legally we have to forgive it, is my understanding of the statute.
I just want to make...
Feel free to chime in at any time.
I have a lot of papers. I didn't know how many you wanted. Okay.
Talk to me specifically about the motion that Dan made, if you will.
I started to look through...
I know that we're required to accept the delinquents. Well, and let's make that a point. I think we're missing the real purpose. When we vote to accept or to approve what you have provided to us in the way of delinquent taxes for prior years, you're charged with the collection of those taxes.
Yes.
As delinquents, is that right?
Yes. On the first part of his motion, the forget the 3 years personal part delinquent, on the others, is that's where you gentlemen go over them, and I'm charged within like 10 days, in which the clerk's already done that. It's on my settlement. I'm charged back to collect those taxes. If we find any errors in them or anything, they're corrected. Yes.
The intent is, if I understand it from the motion, that we accept delinquents for all years as provided by the county collector, and he's noting that as a commission, we don't feel that 2009 should be forgiven.
That's basically what we had discussion the other day about. Mm-hmm.
Second.
I think so.
You think what?
He seconded the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. We're open for discussion.
Okay.
Are you saying you want to keep the 2009 personal property on the books indefinitely and forever? That's your feeling of it. Keep those on the books.
I thought his gist was that in the perspective of the commission, they shouldn't be forgiven. Not that it's not included in accepting them the way we're supposed to accept them.
I understand you don't agree with the statute as it's written. I understand that. But my question is, are you wanting them kept on the books regardless, to where if one person comes in, a person that owes a small 2009 bill, and a clerk waits on them and says that you own this, so forth, and they collected or able to collect from that person, the next person comes in and you say that you owe this, and they say, and they don't want to pay it. You cannot legally make them pay it. Where I can, this innocent person that doesn't know the difference, you can collect it from them, leave it on the books. But then you, the wise man, come and you know that it's, that we cannot legally pursue. After 3 years, we cannot say that you have to pay this delinquent bill before we can let you pay this one to get your tags. Then they do not have to pay it then.
Can you give me a copy of the statute that says...
I tried to.
Is that what this is here?
140.730. The one you had last week was Charter County.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
140.730.
If the collector, after using due diligence, is unable to collect any personal property taxes charged in delinquent book within 3 years following the date they're due, the collector...
Where are you reading from? What subject?
I'm sorry. Number three.
Okay.
I'll hush and just let you
know. No, you go ahead.
following the 1st of January, following the year of years that are due, the suits thereon may be instituted on or after the 1st of February following and within the 3 years from the said date.
Okay, but here's my question. Mm-hmm. It says that after the collector has used due diligence, is unable to collect any personal property taxes charged in the delinquent tax list, within 3 years following the year the taxes are due, the collector may remove mm-hmm. such personal property, which does not mean shall.
Right.
So you may remove them. If you don't remove them, they're still owed, correct?
That was my question to you. We can leave them on the books. I cannot legally pursue them to collect them.
Okay, here's my question, and here's the reason I stated that like that, mm-hmm. is what the county commission went through last year in trying to contact and actually use legal action to collect taxes that are owed from, I won't name the individuals, but there was about two cases that were large amounts that we decided that we were going to pursue. If that's still in the possibility of a court action taking place to pay those taxes, I don't want to, as a county commission, forgive them.
That's why I handed you the one paper. When a court action is commenced, we can charge. You'll see that one. I gave you a bankruptcy. It was pending from 2003. It was pursued before that time. We collected it just last week. Then that's on our books. We charge ourselves back with it. That's that document you've got.
Right.
We charge ourselves back with it, and we have the money. Once it's pursued, then on personal property. Now, the may part, the way that's interpreted to me is you may leave it on the books. I cannot legally pursue it. The one attorney's opinion that was said to me in regard to the collection of is, I should have brought it, it was an email form, that it was found to be time extensive and much time and expensive and had not proven to be beneficial to.
I understand the mm-hmm. attorney's opinion. My question is here on the law that you've given me. Where does it say that we can't pursue taxes that haven't been paid after 3 years? I don't see that. Here's my point, I guess, mm-hmm. and the reason, in part at least, why this has been questioned. There could be some taxpayers out there that just say, you know, we're not going to pay our taxes for 3 years. And if it's personal property that doesn't require a tag, and they don't pay them at the end of 3 years, and it's automatically forgiven. So we have a lot of taxpayers then that assume their portion of paying taxes, and they do pay their taxes, and they're really covering everyone else that doesn't choose to do so, if the law in fact gives us no remedy to collect from those who won't pay.
Okay. Individuals are cars or boats. They have to have a license
right,
to
I
that.
Understand that.
And the law requires they have to show a paid tax receipt. Now, you will find individuals on there that aren't paid. When you will check, they have moved out of state. If they're into another county, we can collect those because of the automation that we have now. We supply our database to, there's 49 counties that do this. We're one of them. And they find, and they collect that. We collect it for each other. If it's a business, then if the business is here, and they require a merchant's license in the city of Branson. I'll be talking to another city as soon as I get back to them. Talked to them in the past. If they're in business in that city and that city requires a paid tax rebate, then that business, in order to operate in that city, is going to have to pay their property tax. If they get a merchant's license from us, we try to pursue that. It's not a law, but we try to require them to pay that tax. We sometimes send their name to the assessor's office, have not been assessed, and that's how they get on the rolls to begin with.
But my point is, mm-hmm. after 3 years, if they don't pay them, mm-hmm. and we accept that from you and you take them off the books, then we have a number of people that don't pay, which is not fair to everyone that does pay. I think that's the overall arching question.
I agree. And as Mr. Strahan, Assessor Strahan, has said, it's an honest man's tax, in the way that much of it is assessed and also to this point. Legislation, when they moved that from 5 years to 3 years, they also had several bills up from various forms trying to do away with personal property taxes altogether. some entirety, some just for personal, keep it on the business, and various forms. At that time, they changed it, the way I understood, from 5 to 3, the collection process. We can leave it. I can leave it on the books. It says may remove. I can leave it on the books. I cannot legally.
And I hear that statement, but where does it say that? That you cannot legally.
The suit thereon may be instituted within 3 years from said date. I cannot institute within 3 years from said date of the first day of January following the sign.
Right, by suit.
Mm-hmm.
But you can collect the taxes if they're on the tax rolls, right? You just can't file a suit.
If you...
I don't mean to prolong this.
No, that's fine. But no, I do not feel I can. And I've been to many collectors' meetings through the years.
I know.
And that is the way that we've had attorneys speak.
So the motion from Commissioner Strahan won't work for you is what you're saying. And that's okay. I just...
No.
We want to make a motion that will work and okay. that we can move forward on.
I laid a letter there also that we send the business's owners that is delinquent on the... That letter goes out, and that's what I was referring to last week. If we're going to do that, when we assess the business, if I sell my business to you and the taxes aren't paid, then the assessor's office needs to work with us and find out they're keeping the same account number on that business now. So I can't, if I send that notice out with a delinquent notice, I would be interminging the taxes. I would have my taxes on your tax bill. So if we want to just leave them on the books, then...
Let me make a suggestion.
Uh-huh.
If we disregard the last part of this motion, and we have a motion to accept delinquent taxes for all years as compiled by the county collector, period, that's a motion that works for you, correct?
I am so sorry. My mind was thinking on something else. Would you read that again? I'm sorry.
If the county commission makes a motion and approves it, accepting the delinquent taxes as presented by the county collector, period, that's a sound motion.
Yes.
That's what you need, right, to move forward?
Yes, but that part's already been done, and that's for the books. The clerk has done that.
Why are we here, then?
This should have happened, some time ago for the settlement. That's why, presenting the original books to you guys, a long time is...
What is it that you want from us?
You're fine. That's fine. It needs to be entered into record. And then the statute goes on and says, and the clerk shall be charged the collector on the settlement, which she's done that in a separate bill. I think it's 1313. And she sent that to the Department of Revenue. Can I add that since that total you have, the real estate... We send delinquent notices out. The total that you had to begin with, it is $697,872 less than what it was then. The personal property is $317,044 less than what it was on that. That's what every day that it should go down as we collect those taxes. The books you have and that the motion you're making, that then the county clerk, after you go over those and...
Aren't we required to make a motion?
Honestly,
I think so.
You have to, yes. Charge me.
Which is why we're here. My point is, if you will amend your motion to take out that language and just a motion to accept all delinquent taxes for all years as compiled by the county collector, in my opinion, at least, for what it's worth, that will mean that the decision of what happens in 2009 will be up to the collector because it says she may. Because the motion is just stating that you don't like it. I mean, it doesn't say that.
I don't like it when people don't have to pay their taxes and everybody else does.
I understand.
And I think that it's a disgrace to those people who pay their taxes, who try to be honest and benefit the different... taxing entities that receive the funds, And so that's the reason I made that like that, Ron. It's not that when we have a sale of property. Now, one thing I don't understand that she brought up was whenever there's a sale of property, taxes should be paid on it through the escrow company or the...
No, but we're really looking at real property then, aren't we, Sheila, instead of personal?
On real property, taxes are paid at the sale of the property, and if they're not and it goes through a title company, the title company comes in and pays them.
And
personal property is not that way at all?
No.
Well, there should be some change to it then, because I...
But they're not, and I agree with Sheila and how she's presented this, at least. Would you consider amending your motion and second?
I'll withdraw my motion if Brandon wants to make one.
Second. Yeah, I'll withdraw my second.
You have a new motion? Under duress?
Under duress.
The reason I said that is this part.
I understand. I can read all that, Ron, and I understand it. I just don't like
it. Okay. It even follows on through the federal bankruptcy courts. Chapter 11, 12, and 13 are reorganization chapters in the bankruptcy court. And the one that you're referring to on the personal, it was in Chapter 13, and then they went into Chapter 7. When they go into Chapter 7, that's a final liquidation, and a real estate, we're supposed to be guaranteed it, and that's what we're battling on the one you're talking, and we should get it. Real estate is secured. Personal property is unsecured, and we're at the mercy of whatever the federal bankruptcy court rules based upon the assets they have.
Move to accept the delinquent tax books as presented by collector.
That's for all the years 2009 through 12. I'll second the motion. I don't like it. I just put that in the record also.
Motion has been made and seconded to accept the delinquent tax books as presented by the county collector. Discussion. I think it would be fair to note that none of us are happy about that, but and we'll proceed to look further into that. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thank you.
Okay. I gave you, gentlemen, and I know you have people waiting here, so I'll just quickly say I just want to make you aware. I gave you a list of 18 parcels that I'm going to be actively trying to. It's been available since last tax sale. Those are properties that went through four-year tax sales. They'll be for sale over the counter of the collector's office and for any amount they have to, and you'll look at them where they're at. I mean, you can see, and the object is if we can, if anyone would, if we sell them now, when they go to the sale in August, they, along with another 100 parcels that are going to also add to this, but these went through four already. This is immediate possession, no right of redemption, when it goes through four tax sales. And
does that mean that it was not purchased at the third tax sale, even though person would have owned the property?
First, second, third, or fourth was not purchased. So after that, due
how
to
soon will you begin this process?
Well, it actually has been available on the web since September of last year, but people look at them. There's, you know, there's no desire for
there's not desirable
no.
lots, is what you're saying.
And okay. What we have to add to that for this coming to the that went through 3 years, and there'll be our fourth year this year. They'll be offered unless, and this is the reason I bring it up, unless you want to appoint a trustee, which the commission had went against that some years ago. The trustee then would take over these properties once it goes through third-year sale, and collector's job would be a whole lot easier.
Did we not have a property trustee?
No, sir. Bob Paulson was the trustee.
I know that years ago We did. Is that something that we could further discuss on Thursday?
Yes, sir.
Would that work for you two gentlemen?
Yeah.
Would you help me by asking Shanna to put that on the agenda for us?
Yes, uh-huh.
And we'll talk about it Thursday.
Okay.
Thank you, Sheila.
The reason, if we any of those that we do sell, I will not have to publish and have publication cost when they'll be the same amount.
Which saves the county money because we'll be paying the publication
cost. Absolutely, because we won't be able to collect the publication cost.
I understand.
On it.
Thank
We've
you.
We've got $100 in publication costs on these properties already. Thank you, gentlemen. And there's some statutes I don't agree with either, but I have to do them according to it.
Thank you. I apologize to all of you who are waiting that we went a little bit long. That's because I'm long-winded. Is Jimmy in here? Sheriff, could you join us? First, let me state that we are here today because of Mr. Russell bringing this issue to our attention and asking that we consider what we full well intend to approve this day. But Jimmy, I'd like to turn it over to you for any opening comments and the individual that you have with you, and then we'll move from there.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. The person I have here with me is Marta Stockinger. She is the coordinator, I guess you would say, the head of all of the hand-in-hand event that goes on here in Branson every year, last week of April, which is to honor the military Purple Heart recipients. It's a very good event. I've been involved in it on a small part for the last 4 years with them, and Marta's asked me to do the motorcycle ride for them. So we put that together for them. But it's a event to honor the Purple Heart recipients, to bring them together, get them down here into an area that Marta can kind of explain more of that to you. But I want to thank you all for taking the time on this resolution, considering it, and adopting it for these people. So, and there's some other guys here, I believe, that want to talk here in a little bit, too.
thank you. There are no words that I can say to express my emotions about this moment. I have worked with the veterans for years, and as Jimmy mentioned, the hand-in-hand Branson honors Purple Heart recipients. How we do it is the first of its kind ever in the United States. And it is a welcoming and a chance for our Purple Heart recipients to heal. It's a 3-day event. Then I found out that we could do some other things that would really be good for our guys. And so Branson became the first Purple Heart city in the state of Missouri. Then others have followed since. And it was just signed by the House and the Senate. And we are now a Purple Heart state.
Excellent.
Yeah. And one of the gentlemen from the Springfield, a past commander, just completed the Purple Heart Trail that runs for the first time ever in any state on 2 interstates across the state of Missouri that now hooks us with all the other states in the United States. And now, this day, this awesome day, we are going to become Taney County become a Purple Heart County. And so we owe so much to these gentlemen. And these are things that are very small, but they mean a lot. They mean a lot. So I really appreciate that you considered it. Jimmy makes really small of what he does, say, eh? But it's really awesome because we have this event, and it's about healing, and one of the things that are very healing is iron. And so he does the motorcycle run for me, And we have had as many as between 80 and 100 motorcycles. And as few as the other day when it rained, they still rode, and there were four or five. It doesn't matter about the amount. It is all about what's in the heart. And when people give their arms and their limbs, and we have such a war as we have today, this really, really means a lot. So thank you. Thank you very much. And how would you like to do this? Would you like to do the proclamation first and have our presentations we'd like to present?
Let's do that. I want to thank all of our veterans, men and women, and we so appreciate everything that you have done for our country. And a special thank you to those of you who have received the Purple Heart. We cannot express enough our gratitude for the protection and the very lives that you provide to us on a daily basis and the lives that we are able to live. And again, thank you. Thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart. I would like to read a resolution proclaiming Taney County as a Purple Heart County. Whereas Taney County, Missouri, and our community have a great admiration and the utmost gratitude for all the men and women who have selflessly served their country and this community in the armed forces. And whereas veterans have paid the high price of freedom by leaving their families and communities and placing themselves in harm's way for the good of all. And whereas the contributions and sacrifices of the men and women who served in the armed forces have been vital in maintaining the freedoms and way of life enjoyed by our citizens. And whereas many men and women in uniform have given their lives while serving in the armed forces, and whereas citizens of our country have received the Purple Heart Medal as a result of being wounded while engaged in combat with an enemy force, construed as a singularly meritorious act of essential service, and whereas Taney County, Missouri, seeks to remember and recognize the veterans who are recipients of the Purple Heart Medal, and whereas the Taney County Commission desires to proclaim Taney County, Missouri, to be a Purple Heart County, honoring the service and sacrifice of our nation's men and women in uniform, wounded or killed by the enemy, while serving to protect our freedoms. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Taney County Commission as follows. The Taney County Commission hereby support Taney County, Missouri, becoming a Purple Heart County. And I would accept a motion to that effect.
Motion. To accept the Purple Heart Resolution.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the Purple Heart Resolution as presented. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Danny, do you and Brandon have a comment?
My comment is it's way overdue. I'm glad that this day has come forward, that the true meaning of leadership is to recognize those who have sacrificed and given the fact that you left your families to serve this country and to be willing to sacrifice for our freedoms is a standalone statement.
Thank you.
signature you made fun of before.
I can read it. It says, murr. A lot like mine. There should be. Oh, that's right. Linda, would you do me a favor? Would you take these to Donna Neely, have her attest them and put county seal on them? She's done that part. Get Donna's signature. Marla, I'll turn it back to you.
We have with us some really awesome individuals that have not only made their sacrifices, but have continued to keep that alive. I guess that's the word to say. And so I would like to first present to you the State of Missouri Commander, which is Edward Keller. The Springfield Chapter Commander, Tom, your Forsyth Commander, I know you all know him, and Jimmy Young, who is a past National Chaplain from Washington, D.C., and all of these other human beings that have given so much for theirs, and I could start naming them off, but it would take like forever and a day. And it's exciting. You guys all look so official. But I am just like trying not to cry, because this is a wonderful thing that you're doing, and it not only does it mean a lot to me, but it means a lot to the veteran community, and not only on a local level, but on a national level. Our national commander, past national commander, is from Nixon, Missouri, and was not able to be here, but we have some things that we'd like to give you for honoring us. So. I think we need a photo op.
Why don't we go down here with these gentlemen?
So would you mind to come here,
Gene is one of them that was a grounded rat with us this year. He went on the ride with us.
We started out with 11 and wound up with 5.
Before you make that presentation, there's this little lady here that is from your town, and I just want to honor her. Come here, honey, please. She has been through so much in the last few months overcoming cancer, and she is a lifetime member of the Military of the Purple Heart. Her name is Lee. And her husband was a Purple Heart recipient. So I want to make sure that
part of the family.
So thank you, Ben. Thank you, Peter. You step back up.
You see, what I'd like to do is, well, first, I'm Everett Kelly. I'm the state commander for the Department of Missouri Military Order and Purple Heart. And it's our honor that you guys are doing this for us. I mean, we really appreciate it. A lot of us, whenever we came home, we had a little bit different welcome. I remember walking to San Francisco and the cheers and not cheers and stuff that happened. It definitely is different, and we really appreciate it. The words that we're getting to say. And part of that is that I have a little token of our appreciation here. Tom, if you'd help me out here, that we'd like to present you with this to the county.
Like we're upside down.
And this is our banner that we have. And it'd be very appropriate to fly this on, like, what's up, in August
7th.
is Purple Heart Day, National Purple Heart Day, but any other veteran event, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Veterans Day, any of these would be very appropriate to fly this. Be careful. We had Pulaski County, we gave it to them, they flew it, and that night it got stolen. So we did replace the flag the next day. But you are the second county in the state of Missouri to be recognized as Purple Heart County, and we're hoping that we'll have 112 more. And I think we have 114 counties, I believe it is, in the state. So we really appreciate that.
Yes. Well, you know, it's nice to appreciate you.
And one part of trivia about Purple Heart, less than 1% of the people who are in the military get Purple Heart, and only half of us are one.
I'd like to have Jimmy get into this photo because he was so instrumental in helping me get this all to happen. And so all I said was I'd love it to happen. And he said I will work on that for you.
He
more
called me and said he had a gun.
I can't imagine.
We're easily convinced that
one. We can appreciate him taking time out. I know he's busy as a deputy myself. I know he's busy as the sheriff. I do have a plaque that I also wish to present to you guys. This got spun on me too quick for me to have it here. It's probably in my house now. I do have a sample here if you want to do for a picture. But I will bring it as soon as I get it in. I will bring it to you. And like I say, this one here is a sample. And the wording was pretty well the same on it, except that it would be from the Military Road, the Purple Heart Special Recognition Award. And it's bestowed with pride to the Taney County. And that's for your dedicated support of honoring American combat wounded veterans and becoming a Purple Heart County. And this is presented by the patriot members of the Department of Missouri Military Road, the Purple Heart. Like I said, yours will be with the appropriate names on it as soon as I get it in here. But that I definitely will be presenting this and bring it down here to you.
Look right at those legs. No, he was talking to me. Excellent.
So I can say this should hopefully be at my house as soon as I get back, and then I can have your opinions.
We're excited. We will post that right here. Okay.
Well, appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet.
For your work on this.
We want to thank all of you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. This is awesome. Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, you call the
right. Yes. Yep.
Sure.
He knows that, of course, I have how to yell. I've
got mine.
I have a bit
of
a drunk hat. One of the things we like
to
find out is
Every time he comes
back. We had one ride as we got to the they just closed the roads behind us because of the tornado.
Exactly. Yeah. Shine blowing over everywhere. Any assignments that you would like to do for now that you are a Purple Heart candidate?
You also are able to put it on your
This is fine for me now.
I was looking and I thought,
we don't know of any issue. But I think probably.